You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, the third of January, 2021. I hope your new year is starting off well. Mine so far has been very productive, and it's getting more productive by the day. So things are launching. First and foremost, the previous podcast episode, number 88, which is called The True Normal, is now in the feed. Thanks to the Patreon supporters who are supporting the website. They got to listen to it last week when it was released as an early gift, and I'm probably going to do more of that. We're headed toward a point where it's just going to be for people who are paying, I think. But, you know, I really want to reach as many people as possible. Now that I have verification that the podcast is actually getting around the world and is actually getting an audience, I hate to restrict it because I really want to reach people, you know. So this is the conflict, you know. Anyway, I appreciate all the feedback that I received about the merchandise for this podcast, the Hierarchy Podcast, and Hierarchy in general. The suggestions I received about that website URL. It's probably going to have to be officialhierarchy.com. I own both of those URLs, and so as well as For Hierarchy, but it's probably going to be Official Hierarchy. That way, it's not really connected to fagsworshipalphas.com. So that's kind of where this thing is going. I'm excited about the merchandise line and its function. This is what I want to make clear. What I'm planning with the Hierarchy line and what it has been the plan all along is that people can use these articles of clothing and merchandise as a way to use it as a shorthand to let others know what they are. Okay, so if you're wearing an Unequals shirt, they will know what you are, that you're a faggot. If you're wearing an Apex shirt, you're an alpha, you know, or if you're wearing something else that of a design that can be a shorthand version. I'm working with in developing a kind of bracelet or wristband, I guess we'll call it, that could also be used as an identifier. So, yeah, that's the plan, Stan. Also, you know, I'm still looking for a producer, a music producer. Okay, so the music end of things is going to get done this year. So get ready for that, okay? Because you guys are going to see me in full action, okay, in the music part of things. So I'm going to lay it all out there musically, and I'm really going to attract a lot of attention. Let's just put it that way. So I really need a producer to get these songs done. Like I said in another podcast, these songs, I've got three probably big hits. I have one that is a stratospheric hit. So they just need to be produced. That's it. And it'll be game over, basically. So anyway, this is all, I'm just, in, you'll have to pardon me, I'm just speaking all this into the universe. I do now believe in just speaking things I want and hope and dream about, just speaking them out into the universe and making them happen. So that's what I'm doing. You guys are my, my ear, I guess, you know, and my feedback machine. So, what I wanted to talk about today, in case kind of dovetails with this post that I put up today. I received a letter. I received many emails over the last 2 days. A lot of them I really, really just appreciated to high heaven. But this one in particular, I wrote an article on the website entitled The Real Power Exchange. And this was written by a faggot. His name is Trey. And Trey, when he wrote to me, he started describing the situation with an alpha that he works with. And I finally encouraged him to write down what he was trying to tell me. And so he did. And I'm going to just read what he wrote, and then we're going to discuss it, okay? So Trey wrote to me about the situation at work. I started work at my job, an online sporting goods retailer, about 7 years ago. It's been a great job so far. My rival was hired on about 4 years ago. We didn't get along from the very beginning. I thought he had a cocky attitude, and I didn't like it. So we butted heads a lot for a long, long while. It was weird, but there was one day I was bent down to get something from a shelf, and he walked up, and I looked at him. I immediately felt like that was my place, where I should be. I guess it was like there was something inside me telling me he is an alpha and I'm a faggot. Whether I like him or not, I should recognize that. It took a while for me to finally figure out how I was feeling. And it is like the more I felt it, the more humiliated I became. And that only seemed to make him more cocky. He started noticing I wouldn't look him in the eye. And one day he told me to get him some coffee, and I found myself in the kitchen making him a cup of coffee. I was technically his boss, in a way, but here I was doing things for him. And once he realized I was doing these things, he began to demand more. Once in a meeting, he literally told my boss that he should be my boss. He said this right in front of me, and my boss looked at me as if wondering what I was going to do about it. I looked down at the floor and just sat there. And my boss complimented him on showing initiative. So it just kept going like this for a while until I basically was his assistant, doing his errands, picking up his dry cleaning. And I couldn't even tell you how it truly began because it was so gradual. It's like one day I woke up and I was taking care of all of his needs, even washing his car for him. I felt I had to set personal feelings aside because this is an alpha and my job was to serve him and make him happy. I've even gone as far as going to his house and cleaning it for him. Now, I laughed out loud when I first read this. I thought, this is just an absolute example of alphahood, alpha power being administered in the real world, in a non-sexual, just purely, it's just pure alpha faggot domination and submission, you know. It's a pure power play. You know, a lot of times we fetishize these interactions between alphas and faggots, you know, sexually. We make them sexual in nature, almost always. I mean, I'm guilty of that myself. This whole website's basically devoted to sexual power plays between alphas and faggots. But this is a real-world business application of alpha power, and it's breathtaking to me. I'm stunned at how obvious it is. You know, I get a lot of shit from people who say that alphahood is not real. If you look online, you'll see plenty of articles, Business Insider, etc., all saying that alphahood is dead, that alphahood doesn't exist, blah, blah, blah. They are completely wrong. 100% wrong. Alphahood not only exists, but I would argue that it's more powerful than ever. Because it's become more known. You know, thanks to the internet, men have access to materials like my website or other websites and other schools of thought online. And they're becoming self-aware. You know, they're coming to understand this great power. I'm talking about alphas here. And what they are actually allowed to do. And essentially, what it comes down to is that alphas can do whatever the fuck they want. There are no limits on alpha power. There's only limits on what alphas put on themselves. And that's one thing that I really just want to emphasize with this article is that, and this idea, is that alphas, by exercising your power as an alpha, you are making the world turn correctly, okay? You're maintaining balance in our world. Because hierarchy is balance. It is the structure that holds everything together. So what this alpha did with Trey, the faggot, it might be cruel, maybe. We might call it cruel. But it's balance. Trey is a faggot. Okay, he's supposed to be serving men, not lording it over men. And this alpha restored that balance, took the things from Trey that didn't belong to Trey, and gave Trey the functions that give him purpose. You see, this is why I always tell alphas, you know, if you know of a faggot somewhere in your life, or you encounter a faggot, pushing that faggot down and feeding it your cock, okay, it might sound rapey, sort of, in a way, to, let's say, average society and the PC culture of average society. But in terms of animal nature, in terms of hierarchy, it is perfectly within your right to do that. Now, the faggot might object. Maybe you get it wrong, you know. But more times than not, you're going to fulfill that faggot, okay? You're going to, by forcing that situation to happen, you are giving purpose to the faggot. You're allowing the faggot to be released from this kind of prison that it's constructed around itself. And at the same time, you are being able to flex your alpha power, and it makes you feel good as well. Same with faggots. If you're out and a man demands something of you, you submit to him. You'll be amazed at how much better you can feel as an alpha and as a faggot if you just follow this simple example laid out in Trey's letter of just taking, if you're an alpha, take what you want. It's yours already. If you want a faggot to suck your dick or pay for your drinks or whatever, you know, it's yours to take. And if you're a faggot and there's an alpha that's taking control, you let him. You bend to his will and submit to him and be open about your desire to serve, your gratitude for being able to serve. You'll feel so much better by giving in to those natural impulses. They exist for a reason. And every time an alpha backs off because he thinks he's overstepping his bounds, the hierarchy is damaged in a way, you know. So, and your alphahood is damaged in a way because you've shrunk back from doing what you're supposed to do. And when a faggot rejects an alpha's demands some way, that faggot becomes even more imprisoned. So this is the natural order of things. I've said this a million times on this podcast and on the website. This is the natural order. What happened with Trey in the business world, and trust me, this happens all the time in the business world because it's part of the expression of hierarchy. What happened there is a microcosm. It's a singular example that we can apply in all facets of our life. You know, so that's all I wanted to really say about that. It was a really interesting article. I do recommend that you read it and share it and discuss it. And I look forward to hearing, of course, any comments you might have. So I guess that's all I'm going to do today. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for all the support and all the feedback I get. And I will see you on my various channels. And we will talk soon, okay? Take care. Love ya. Bye.